The reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, and can be found on page 185 of the Church Bible. Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
There is one big instruction, one big command, one big thing he wants them to remember. And this is what it is. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And that is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Well, did you know that still today, lots of Jewish people say those words twice a day, every single day? They think those words are so important. They're worth saying twice a day. And because they are so important, we're going to learn those words together at the beginning of our service. And we're going to learn them to a tune which I think lots of you will know. So I wonder who knows this song, okay? Here's how it goes. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark. Can you do that with me? Who knows that? Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark. Brilliant. We're gonna try it, but. Now, that is a very catchy song, isn't it? If you haven't heard it, I don't know where you've been for the last couple of years. But it's a very catchy tune, but as much as I love sharks, and maybe you love sharks, the words aren't massively inspired. So what we're going to do is we're going to borrow the catchiness of the tune, and we're going to stick some words which are literally inspired to it. This is how it's going to go. Okay, it goes... Love the Lord your God, do do do, with all your heart, do 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 do, with all your soul, do 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 do, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy, do 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 do, Deuteronomy, do 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 do, chapter 6, do 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 do, verse 5. Should we try that together? Let's have a go. Okay, so. Love the Lord your God, do do do, with all your heart, do 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 do, with all your soul, do 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 do, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy, do 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 do, Deuteronomy, do 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 do, chapter 6, do 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 do, verse 5. Okay, I think we're doing quite well. Shall we try? Let's try one more time, then we'll try it without the words. You ready? So, love the Lord your God, do do do, with all your heart, do 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 do, and with all your soul, do 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 do, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy, do 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 do, Deuteronomy, do 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 do, chapter 6, do 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 do, verse 5. Hey, good work, Polly. Should we lose the words?
I think we should, yeah.
Brilliant. Let's have one more go. We might try it once or twice more during the service. We'll see how we do. Okay, let's go. So, love the Lord your God, do do do, with all your heart, do 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 do, with all your soul, do 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 do, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy, do 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 do, Deuteronomy, do 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 do, chapter 6, do 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 do, verse 5. Brilliant, that is very good. So, I guess the question is, what is Moses saying when he says that? And I think basically he's saying we are to love God with everything. With everything we are and with everything that we've got. We are to love God with everything.
But you might be thinking, well, why should I? Why should I love just because I'm told to? We can't always just love because we're told to, can we? Like, I know that Mark really doesn't like tuna. But let's see if we can get Mark to love tuna. Mark, would you love tuna, please?
I'm afraid I don't think I can, really.
It's a lovely pink colour and it smells really fishy. Go on, love tuna.
It smells awful and it tastes awful and it is just awfulness in a tin.
Go on, please, love tuna. Just love tuna.
I'm afraid, Polly, I can't bring it myself to do it.
Okay, Mark can't just love tuna because I told him to love tuna, can he? You can't just love because somebody tells you to. So why should the Israelites listen when Moses tells them to love God? I mean, the big reason is because God isn't like tuna, is he? There are so many reasons to love God, unlike tuna. And Moses talks about a couple of these reasons to love God. A bit later in verses 21 and 22, he gives two big reasons to love God. I'm going to need some people to come and be Israelites for me for this, I think. Who'd like to be an Israelite? Come on. Come up. Anyone who fancies being an Israelite, we're going to come over here to Egypt. Me and Caitlin can be the Israelites. That's okay. Okay, so the first big reason for the Israelites to love God is because they used to be in Egypt, and they used to be slaves in Egypt. And they were working hard. They were slaves in Egypt, and it was horrible. But God saved them. So quick, leave Egypt. God's saving you. Come over here. Right in the middle. Caitlin. You've been saved from Egypt. The first reason to love God is because he saved the Israelites from Egypt. And the other reason Moses gives is because he didn't just save them from Egypt, but he promised them a new land where they would be safe, where they would have everything that they needed, where they would be with God. So God, he saved them from Egypt, and then he promised them a new land. And now you guys are going to have to work hard for me because you're going to have to imagine you're not Israelites anymore. Your children in 2019. Can you do that? I think they can do that. Okay, so because we're in a similar position. So we weren't saved from being slaves in Egypt, but we were saved from being slaves to sin and death. We sang about that earlier. We sang, God is our rescuer. We're free from sin forevermore because he's rescued us. He's saved us. When Jesus died and rose again, he brought us out of being slaves to sin and death. And like for the Israelites, he's promised us something way better. He's promised us the new creation. That's going to be someone we get to be forever with God. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be amazing. We sang about that earlier too. We sang, there we'll find our home, our life before the throne. We'll honor him in perfect song where we belong. So Moses tells us to love God because God has saved us and because he has promised us a new creation. Okay, you guys, go find a seat again. Thanks. Moses tells us to love God because God is totally deserving of love.
So we should definitely love God, but why should we love God with everything? With everything we are and everything that we've got. Why isn't half our hearts or half our soul or half our strength enough? Well, I think the answer comes in the verse just before, because Moses has just said to the people of Israel, hear, O Israel. He's saying, guys, listen up. This is really, really important. The Lord our God, the God who made us, the God who has rescued us, and the God who has promised to take us to a wonderful new place to be with him. The Lord our God, the Lord, is one. He's one God. He's not two, or five, or 17, or 58, or 323. He's one. He's one God. Now we know, don't we, that God is Trinity. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons. And yet, the Bible tells us he is still one God. And because God is one, because God is undivided and whole, our love for him should be undivided and whole and total. Just imagine for a minute that there wasn't just one God, but you believed there were lots of different gods. Maybe imagine one of them was called Zeus, Okay, here's a picture of Zeus. Imagine one of them was called Aphrodite. Here's Aphrodite. Imagine one of them was called Plutus. Here's Plutus. And one of them was called Apollo. Now, if that was the case, if there were lots of different gods, well, you'd have to give a little bit of your heart to each one, wouldn't you? Have to give a little bit to Zeus, have to give a little bit to Aphrodite, you'd have to give a little bit to Plutus, you'd have to give a little bit to Apollo. Or imagine if they were called being successful, or being loved, and being rich, and being healthy. Imagine if those were the things that you thought were the most important things in all of life. Imagine if they were your gods, the things that you worshipped. Well, then, you would have to give a little bit of your strength to each one, wouldn't you? You'd have to put a bit of your energy into being successful, a bit of your energy into being loved, a bit of your energy into being rich, and the last bit of your energy into being healthy. Imagine that. It'd be exhausting, wouldn't it? But the Bible says it's not like that. It's not like that at all. You see, there is, the Bible says, where is he? Just one God. The God of the Bible. The Lord, your God, the Lord is one. And that means that we're to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts. And with all of our soul. And with all of our strength. Because God is one. And so because God is one, because the Lord your God is one, because he's the only God, it just makes sense, doesn't it, to love him with everything. Everything we are and everything we've got. I wonder, do we realize that? Do we want to say, yes, I believe that. That is my God, one God.
Well, if we do want to say, yes, I believe that, that is my God, then we've got a chance to say that just now. To say that we believe that this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the one God. So please stand. And life, the one for whom we exist. I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? I believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? I believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Your God, do do do, with all your heart, do 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 do, with all your soul, do 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 do, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy, do 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 do, Deuteronomy, do 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 do, chapter 6, do 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 do, verse 5. Very good, very good. Okay, but I guess the question is, how can we do that? So we're to love God with everything, but how can we do that? What does that look like? Well, Moses tells us actually in the next couple of verses of his sermon, because he says that you love God with everything by remembering what he loves. What he loves, the kinds of things that God loves. See, that is why Moses starts talking about God's commands. He says, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. See, one way we show love for other people, isn't it, is we find out the kinds of things that they love, that they really like, and we get them for them, or we do them for them. So last Christmas, this Christmas just gone, to make sure that I didn't get an industrial-sized box of tuna from my family, I told someone in my family what I wanted for Christmas. I wrote it down for them on an internet website. And I told them, it might not sound very exciting to you, but I told them that I wanted an electric sander. Really exciting, huh? And guess what? Guess what they got me? They got me an electric sander. If you need any sanding doing, I'm your man. Now, why did they get that for me? Well, because I told them that I would love to get this. And because they loved me, they wanted to get for me something that they knew that I would love. Maybe you did something similar at Christmas with more exciting things than electric sanders. Maybe you told someone what you wanted for Christmas. Maybe you even wrote a list, 5 things that I really would like for Christmas. Maybe 10 things that I would love to get for Christmas. Maybe you do that with your birthday. Well, do you know what? God gave Israel and God gave us a similar list of things that he really loves. 10 things that we can do if we love him to please God. The adults looked at these things last week. Kids, you're going to be looking at them in Sunday clubs next week. Things like putting God first. Things like listening to our mums and dads. Things like not stealing. Things like not telling lies about other people. They're not things that we do to make God pleased with us. He won't love us any more if we do them, because how could he love us any more than he already must do if he sent Jesus to die for us? But they are ways that we can show God that we love him. They're things that he loves. And if we love him, we'll want to do the kinds of things that he loves.
The problem is that we often don't do the things that God has told us that he loves. We ignore his commands so often and we do what he hates instead. So let's say sorry together. Some words are going to come up on the screen. And again, please join in with
the... Love the Lord your... Let's have a note. Let's have a note. Go on. Give us a note. What? Love the Lord your God, did it do with all your heart, did it do with all your soul, did it, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5. Good. Okay, so Moses says we're to love God with everything. And that we love God with everything by remembering what he loves. The kinds of things he tells us that he loves us to do. Ways that we can love him. But Moses finishes this part of his sermon by getting really practical. And we're going to get really practical now too. Because Moses knows just how forgetful we are. I'm really forgetful. I'm sure you are quite forgetful as well. And he says, therefore, that we need to talk about this kind of stuff. We need to talk about why we should love God, how we can love God, the kinds of things that he loves, the kinds of things that he tells us to do. He says we should talk about those things. Well, when we sit at home, and when we're watching TV, and when we're playing on the computer, and when we're playing with our toys, and when we walk along the roads, and when we're on our way to school, and we're going to the doctor, and we're going to the co-op. And he says we should talk about these things when we lie down in our beds, and when we go to sleep. And he says we should talk about them when we get up as well. We should talk about them all the time.
And he says that we should stick these things that God loves on our hands, and on our foreheads. And he says that we should stick them on the door frames. Sometimes they come off of your foreheads. And around your homes. And they come off everywhere. But stick them, he said, everywhere. And so, kids, in a bit, we are going to go and make some things that we think should help you and your families remember these things about God.
Brilliant. So that's going to be at that corner of the church. So children, in a minute, we're going to go and make some things. But while that happens, we want everyone else to do something as well. Because Moses tells the people here to impress these things upon their children. And when he says that, he's not actually talking to Polly and the Sunday club leaders. He's talking to parents. You see, parents have prime responsibility for teaching these kinds of things to their children. That's what Moses is saying. And so parents, if you've still got children living at home with you, maybe 16 or under, something like that, we'd love you in just a moment, maybe to find a few other parents and just to have a little chat about, well, how you're going with this, what some of the struggles are, how it's going. Maybe share a few ideas for how you might be able to do this better. There'll be some questions on the screen. There's some questions on the service sheet as well, which might help you just to have a little discussion, get that conversation started with how it's going.
And those who aren't parents or whose kids have left home, you might not have responsibility for children, but we've got responsibility for ourselves and for our growth group and for our church family too. So we'd love it if you guys would get into groups as well. And you've also got questions on the screen and in your service sheets. It'd be great to get really practical. Maybe think about verses 7-9 on how to remember who God is and what his laws are.
Now, of course, if the thought of discussing this kind of thing in a little group just makes you feel really uncomfortable and you're getting clammy just feeling about it, thinking about it, that is absolutely fine. Why not take the opportunity just to read the next couple of chapters of Deuteronomy, ready for next week? That's absolutely fine. But those who would like to, why don't you take just a few minutes? We've got maybe 5 minutes to find maybe 4 to 6 people around you. Just have a think which group you fit into. And children, we're going to head to that corner at the back. And we have got some things to do together. We'll bring you back together in a minute.
Pops, do you want to come? Which one do you think you're going to make?